What do you think explains the start of the game, the way the team started?
Quick turnaround, 1 o'clock for us and for them also. I don't think our guys took it slightly, but we had heavy legs for some reason. We're not a skating team. We're not a high-skill team. We're not a skating team. So, and I'm not taking anything away from my player. They're hard workers. They're dedicated. I don't feel we worked as hard and we were as sharp as we should have been at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And that cost us. That cost us. And I feel we couldn't get any momentum going, which we did yesterday. We had momentum at Antony. We couldn't get going, and then we're in a hole to nothing. I got to give credit to the guys. Well, second and third period, we give a push. We had some scoring chances, a couple of posts in, and some primary scoring chances that we didn't get in bounds. But that start was not what we wanted. It just felt it was contagious among a lot of our player. As a coach, you give them a push, and see how they react. I felt they reacted, but it wasn't good enough. Like with our team conception, we cannot have bad day or too many guys that are not. We have to be really tight, really sharp, really. And the guys did that in the second and third, and you can see Toronto's a good team. I gotta give them credit. We can't afford to be just a little bit much harder. Like we don't have that margin of error. And tonight, obviously, the start really put us in a tough predicament.
And right after the break, you guys play 3 games in 3 days. You spoke about fatigue. Is there anything that could be done differently to avoid that happening next weekend?
Well, I think some of the young guys have been playing a lot. They're going to get some rest. So I think it's going to be good for them to get a few rests. We've been pushing a lot the last few weeks. November was extremely tough. December, the guy delivered. We got 9 points out of 12. So that's the last 6 games. So, fatigue is for both teams. Let's call spade a spade. When you play, Toronto played last night too, right? It's just that team conception are different from one organization to the other, a lot in the AHL. We have a lot of young guys that we pushed a lot. And for us, that quick turnaround, I would have wished just a little better at the beginning, and then that could be a different result. So we'll grow from that, we'll learn from that. Everything that happens. But if you look at our team, we're in the game every game. Mm-hmm. Every game. Because the guy compete, I gotta give it to them. I'm mad at them, I'm not happy. I want them to be perfect every night. They're not gonna be. But I cannot say they didn't compete tonight in the second and third. They didn't try. The game was heavy. It's not fun to play. I played the game. I know how tough they are. Mm-hmm. When things are on, buckets bouncing everywhere. You don't have feel. They're coming fast. They got swagger. And then we cling on. All of a sudden, a couple of bounces win the game 2-2. I don't think we dominated the game, but I feel the guys cling on to give themselves a chance. We didn't win, but that's kind of where we're at. It's going to happen again in the next few days.
And the strategy behind putting Xavier Ouellet on as a forward in the second and third
period? We had 7D, and it was an option I knew I could use as a left wing. I knew he could play. He did quite good. He brought some offense to that line. So just try to spin and change the vibe a little bit. It was heavy. I think the guys got played more game a little bit than some team before Christmas. I think that was catching up. I think our young guys have been giving us a lot, but I think they need to take a step back and relax a little bit. We're trying to monitor their energy level, but we have to be honest here. Let's see how take a step back from today. Don't want to be emotional about the loss, because and take away from everything they've done in the last few weeks. Just give a couple of days to the boys to rest, and we're coming with a big 3-3 with a travel back to Belleville. So. Mm-hmm. They want to be pro. They got to learn how it is to be pro and punch in, punch out, because it's going to be a tough little 3 days there. But you know what? They got to take those days to relax. We're going to go back at it.
Merci, coach. Merci. Merci.